Well, here we are at the start of another episode of Pork Fried Dice. For this one, I get to eat a huge, heaping, steaming bowl full of crow. Because last time we played, if you recall, we solved a puzzle with some weapons on a rack. And that was the first half of our session that evening. And then the other half, I forgot to hit record. And it's lost and gone forever. Forever and ever. It was probably the best episode we have ever and will ever record, and you'll never hear it.
False.
I'm the only one recording this little intro here, by the way. Just another side note. I have hit record, so don't worry. You will hear this. You are hearing it. So, yeah, the episode you're about to hear, it's not the same because we're not actual robots. One of us is. You have to figure out which one it is. Anyway,
actually turned out very differently. There's some stuff that happened this time around very different. So,
as I said, me being the only one person recording this intro, that's what happened. So you might get a hint that something odd happened the last time we played, and that is what it is. So, rather than you having to puzzle it out and then send us all kinds of crazy messages saying, what happened? What was it? Let me in on the joke. I'm letting you in right now. The joke is, I'm an idiot. Enjoy. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I know you're going to play the music, but I just want a spoonful of Nutella with some oatmeal on it. I'm sorry. Just give me 2 seconds.
Damn it, I don't think she heard it.
Again, you like this one?
What do you mean again?
From before.
Well, yeah, it's today's song.
It's the day's song?
It's today's song. Shut up!
How long does
this is the one that goes on forever, right?
Every time. They all do.
Why? I think this is Eric's thing. Like, he loves to make everyone just sit and go, like, when does this end?
No one can hear anything because it's so loud.
Oh, no, exactly.
I can't end it, like, prematurely. Everybody would feel off.
I think everyone feels off when we're all like, okay, when do we talk again?
When the music ends. It's very clear.
Well, see, but the other problem is
and then I don't say anything.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice!
Sunday!
You solved a puzzle and got a lot of nice shiny weapons, and that's it!
Okay.
Wait, well,
that's it.
But no,
that's all that happened.
No, because she did hold a knife to my throat.
Shh,
that did happen.
You're right.
Oh, are you gonna redo that?
What? No.
No.
Hush.
Because, see, this
Stop.
Is the question that I was gonna ask you.
Because, edit. Delete.
Yes, obviously. Edit. Delete.
Do we have to pretend it was 2 weeks ago?
I know. Like, because how am I gonna edit that one? I don't even know if it's long enough for a session. So, like, how do we do that? I don't know. Just keep going, I guess.
Let's just quit and start with a new game.
If it's not long enough, it'll have to be, I'll talk just on my own for 10 minutes apologizing to the listeners, to you, to myself.
Okay. To
That's
yourself.
What we'll do. Just the last 5 minutes of it will be just me thumping my head on the microphone.
Are we recording, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, I'm going to ask.
I've been recording on this computer since about 4 p.m.
Nice.
I'm seriously like I'm not like being judgmental or crazy. I just
you
I will.
Should.
No,
you should
you're
totally
all
ask.
Allowed to ask.
Yes, we should just...
because I'm a mother and I nag. So
no,
I,
it's
this
good.
Is, this
Katie,
is...
confirm.
I see it recording.
Great.
So I...
It is recording.
It is recording. Okay.
I've done it previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh God!
You solved a puzzle and got a lot of nice shiny weapons, but that's not it. Then Will decided to explore the room next door. Mm-hmm. And he found what looked like someone's dwelling. A boudoir. A bedroom that looked to be recently used. He stepped in to explore probably a desk. But eventually, or not eventually, immediately found that a knife blade was discovering his throat.
Wow, look, it's a throat. I'm a knife blade, apparently. I don't know. Really bad impression of a knife blade.
In Barovia, people don't kill people. Knives kill people.
And the knife control jokes start rolling in.
I know. Oh, no.
How about women and misogyny, guys? Yeah. Ha!
Yeah, boobs.
That was so 2 weeks ago.
Yes, Will was grabbed from behind, a knife was put to his throat, and a voice behind him shouted out, I don't remember the phrasing, something along the lines of, what are you doing here? Yeah. Or what the hell are you doing here? Or what the fuck are you doing here? Get the fuck out of my room!
Wait, but you're holding a knife to my throat. How do I get out of the room?
I can't believe you came in here!
Alright, what did you actually say? How much spit?
It was one of those. That was a piece launched, of... That was lime.
That launched across the freaking room. Okay, what do you actually say?
What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah. Whoa! He puts his hands up. Whoa! And I have Bernard as, like, rat form. Do I?
Yeah.
In my clothes, probably. I think I did that.
Probably.
That's what I
like
usually
do. Like a gross
do.
Person.
Rats
Remind
are
Remind me where everyone else is.
Out in the main old hospital area. So, basically just outside.
Okay.
So you have heard, this person did not whisper it. They didn't go seductively into Will's ear. What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, no.
They shouted it out loud!
Yeah, so I feel like Bernard would help me and go up and try to bite her on the hand or something.
She jerks and slashes your throat.
Fuck! You're right. Nothing. I do nothing. I put my hands up and I'm like, whoa!
Bernard's like, don't move! There's a knife! I see it! It's really sharp! It's right
Thanks.
By your throat!
Yeah, I can tell. No, whoa! We're just looking for the person that's staying here.
Well, you found her!
Hello!
What are the rest of you doing? Hearing Will yell at someone.
I'm just talking.
Do you guys think Will's in trouble? Don't all talk at once!
He can handle himself.
Lank walked outside to brood.
Yeah, my brooding was interrupted when the weapons thing happened, so I think I'm getting back to my brooding. It was nice out there until you all got lightning struck.
No, but seriously, are you just ignoring the shouting?
No, Rafina is rushing to Will's side.
All right, and the other two gentlemen?
I am back out on the balcony, but I've taken my new toy with me.
Oh, okay, so you are outside. Got it. And Bathwack?
I'll saunter over behind Rafina.
Oh, I wonder what Will's gotten into. Let's find out. Oh, look! Yeah. Something to look at for 10 minutes.
Just an ugly desk.
Who are you calling an ugly desk? I'm a fabulous desk!
Alright. So you all come up to the doorway, and you see that Will is being held at knife point. A woman has him by the shoulder and by the throat. With a knife. She is young, maybe in her mid to late 20s. She's very colorfully dressed, reminiscent of the Vistani that you have met, though she does seem to be relatively well-armored. She's clad in leather armor. She has long, curly brown hair, pulled back with a headband, cloth headband. And her eyes blaze with ferocity and intensity. She says, "What do you want with me?" Who sent you?
Guys, is there any chance this is the woman we're looking for?
I hope so. Are you the only person staying over here?
We don't know her name, though, do we?
You keep saying you're looking for me, but I don't know why. The rest of you, she points over to you guys. Stay back, or the mustachioed man gets it.
Wait, He has his mustache back. When did that happen?
It's kind of back. It's working on it. It's not as fabulous.
You mean that
as
little peach fuzz?
Aw, no.
Is he prepubescent or what?
Thanks, I guess. No, okay, so no. We were talking to the abbot, and he said that there was a lady over here that we might want to meet.
But let me ask you this, miss.
Yes?
Are you looking for anything or anyone?
Well, I don't know if that's any of your business. You come barging into my bedroom. You don't even knock.
You're right. We have not been properly introduced. Rafina, I don't know my name. I think I did this last time, too. Rafina Falange Potter-Jerson.
What do you mean last time?
We've never played before.
It happened in a dream. At your service.
Well, that's
and
all...
I have a funny accent now.
Well, y'all haven't answered my question.
Y'all?
Have you been searching me out?
You know, from sort of...
I'm from Southern Ireland!
No, that's the part of Ireland right outside Atlanta there.
I hear an echo. Andy, are you somehow picking up my laugh? Or is it just that my laugh is reverberating around the planet?
I don't hear any echo.
You mean you don't hear an echo? Okay. Here, laugh uproariously.
I didn't hear an echo that time.
We haven't heard an echo, okay. I don't think.
Okay, whatevs, dude. We'll see if it happens again. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Why don't y'all put a shrimp on the Barbie?
God. Right, yeah, no, I mean, are we gonna, like, I guess Will, like, looks at Rafina's like, is this the person, like, we're, the cards, are we talking about the cards?
We're talking about, yeah, you appear to be dressed as a Vistani, is that by any chance your identification?
Well, you can't just go out and ask someone that, can you?
You can't just ask
pretty sure she
that.
Just did.
The reason why I'm being slightly indelicate is that I used to stay with the Vistani by the old Serpool to Serpool. Is that how we spell it?
Yeah.
We've pronounced it as Zer.
Yeah, it's Zer, I think.
Oh, that's right. I have it. I see it differently in my head. That's how you say it with the Vistani accent, actually. Ser. And Madam Eva gave us some interesting information that makes us think we are looking for you.
Wait a minute. Someone has information on me? They know where I am?
Well, I don't know about the entire world, but I know what we have.
Yeah, it was kind of mystical and stuff. I don't think everyone gets that information. It was like in a weird mystical conference with a mystical lady. I don't think that's on a billboard anywhere.
You mentioned this mystical stuff, and she, like, looks around the room as if, like, she's looking for someone or something.
Hey, careful! Stop moving so freaking crazily over there!
Don't you worry, my hand is steady there.
Okay.
Perhaps we could use that knife for slicing other things, such as this block of fine cheese I have here in my terrarium.
It's reptile cheese.
do you think cheese. Can I step out of her? If I move, she's gonna freak out, right? Probably.
She asked you to stay back.
Stay back?
Yeah, that's all she said. So you don't. What are you trying to do?
He wants to go jump on the bed.
No, yeah.
Or lay on it.
I go out and brood. I was wondering if I can surreptitiously cast Sanctuary on Will, which will protect him from attack.
You could certainly do so and try to do so stealthily. Let's see, what does it take?
I have to talk and move my hands.
Talk and move.
It's a bonus action.
So, yeah, I mean, you could attempt to do so without notice. It would take a stealth check. It's not immediately, you know, you have to try. It's possible, but it's not guaranteed, basically.
Hmm. I like gambling with Will's life. No,
it's okay. In reverse, Will would try to, like, surreptitiously
cast
draw a penis
on
your forehead. Or
yes.
All right. Sure. I'll give it a try.
All right. So go ahead and roll a stealth check.
All right. I unfortunately have disadvantage, but I rolled a 16.
Okay.
Nice.
You actually succeed in doing so stealthily. So what happens?
Great. I try to keep my voice down, say a prayer, and make very small gestures. And I mean, what happens is that I don't know if there's any visible effect, but if anyone tries to attack Will, they have to make a wisdom saving throw. And if they fail, they lose their attack or they have to pick another target.
Oh. Cool. Thanks! I don't say that.
Yeah, but I'm not sure anyone actually knows. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't know, right?
I'm going to say, yeah. Will, you just feel like suddenly like...
Bathwack's too not... close to me.
Don't stand so close to me.
You can only smell turtle soup right
oh,
now.
No!
No, more like you just don't really feel as at risk as you did.
And you attribute it to Rafina's peacemaking activities with the cheese.
Ah, cheese. Will does like cheese, so I think that would work. Oh, yes.
He just moves into the knife, cuts his own throat. Cheese! Well, can you at least give me some idea of what it is you want with me?
If we think that she's the lady in the cards, you're supposed to be able to help us somehow. We're the good guys. Don't kill the good guys.
You say in the cards. Did you have a reading?
Yes, yes.
Did this Madame Eva read the Taroka cards for you?
I guess. That's what that's probably what they would be called
is
everywhere.
Is that the brand name?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's, you know, like you say Kleenex versus facial tissue. It's the same thing.
You say tomato. I say Taroka.
Yes, there. It's a deck of cards you can use to tell the future or perhaps divine something about a person or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was. Yes.
And what exactly did the card say about me?
Something about how you were going to be in the mists, actually, I feel like. But you're not in the mists. Well, we're all in the mists, I guess. But
could have been a metaphor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what kind of shitty directions are those? In the mists! We're all in the goddamn mists, Madame Eva! But anyway, so, you know, it said, like, that you're searching for your mentor, which we happen to know is Rudolph. Or not Rictavio.
Rictavio.
Rictavio Van Rudolph Stein.
It doesn't sound like you know him very well. At the mention of whatever name you say first, she, at the mention of Rudolph, she grips your shoulder a little tighter.
Oh, hey! I don't know what you're doing, but...
It's a deep tissue massage, jeez.
It's a deep Kleenex massage. we totally met him. He looks like this, and he changes into him for a minute or so, just to show her that he knows what he looks like. This is what he looked like without his carnival weird disguise on.
His what?
Carnival. I don't know. It was something. He's in disguise all the time. You're sneaky. Everyone's sneaky here, apparently. Let go of me! Just leave me alone!
Not yet! I'm not satisfied!
Damn it.
So, supposedly you say he's my mentor. How would you know such a thing?
Because it was in the reading.
I think maybe she's a little slow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's how are really... you supposed to help us?
Jeez. She's not following her.
You didn't say that closely. Was in the reading. You just said you found my mentor.
All of it. Well, no. We said there was a reading about how important you are. And we also said that that the reading said that you were looking for your mentor and who we also know. I think that's what I said. Follow along.
I'm sorry.
Try to keep up.
Tension is high right now.
Yes.
My blood is pumping.
Wait, except I'm the one with the knife in my throat, and I'm speaking and following the conversation more than you.
Yeah, well, there's three of you and only one of me.
Ugh.
I would actually really like some cheese, says Rafina. Can I please borrow the knife?
That's a very subtle ruse there, Missy. But, so, wait. The cards say I'm important. They say how I'm important.
Well, we're hoping you can tell us.
Right. I mean, you know, it's prophecies. They're all fucking vague as hell. Come on. I mean, I'm not even an adventurer and I know that. It's like a joke. It's like he wrote an ad about it, prophecies, you know, like back in episode 7 or something.
She says, don't dismiss the meaningfulness of the Taroka deck.
Well,
it has great power.
But prophecies, they never tell you anything. They're not like, go down the street. She's at number 64 Wolfenstein Lane. Like, it was like, she's in the mists. She's a lady. Go find her. That's about all we have.
But like you said, though, this land is full of mists. How did you know to find me here?
Oh my god, Nick, where are you in your notes? What are your notes saying? Nick!
Rafina, you get a tap on your shoulder, and Nick just reaches and hands them to you. Here you go!
Thanks. Any chances you want to read them aloud? All right, I'll look it up.
I finally found them. It's, this card sheds light on one who will help you greatly in the battle against darkness. I guess the card was mists?
Yeah.
A Vistana wanders this land alone, searching for her mentor. She does not stay in one place for long. Seek her out at St. Markovia's Abbey, near the mists, which is the stupid... That's what I'm saying! He says it. That's what I'm saying! Near the mists! We're all near the mists all the time here!
Well, yes, but I mean, this is near the western end of this valley. If you go any further down the road, you're gonna hit the big wall of mist.
There's mist everywhere.
You know what I mean.
Okay, you're just...
The mist you can't go through. The border mists. The mists. I think it's very clear what that card was saying. This Madame Eva seems to have very clearly read your fortunes.
Oh, so you agree. Give me the knife. I'm hungry.
When was this reading done?
About a half an hour ago.
One day ago.
This Zur Pool must be nearby, then.
What? You don't know the Zur Pool? Aren't you Vistana?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not from here, aren't you?
I'm not from here.
Oh, you aren't? Wait. Oh, do Vistani go everywhere? I probably already learned that, didn't I? So yeah. They're everywhere.
They're like planar gypsies, basically.
Oh, wow. So I would have known them before? Maybe not.
You probably wouldn't. You never left Tivoli.
Hey, fuck you! It's the best town in the world.
Lang's gonna wander in at this point.
All right. You see Rafina and Bathwack, and I guess Nick and Arena, and a cat crowded around a doorway.
And you smell an aromatic aromatic cheese. Aromatic.
Anaerobic cheese.
What's
it's anaerobic. It takes away your breath.
What'd you say, Greg?
I said, what's going on in here? Just sort of, I have no idea that bad things are happening, so I'm just casually like, hey, what's up?
It smells like turtle soup, and this woman has a knife to my throat.
And she won't let me use it for cheese.
Maybe lead with that next time. What are we doing?
My piece cheese isn't working.
I mean, Lang's getting his weapons ready. Are we rushing? What are we doing here?
No rushing. We're all friends. We're all on the side of the Morning Lord and stuff.
We think we found the mentor of Rudolf van Richtenstein-ness.
Yeah.
Well, you say that this card says that you're in the fight against darkness. What does that mean to you? How's your relationship with your father? Specifically, you, Will.
Oh, no. Don't ask me.
Turn to the person to your right and say three things you admire about them.
Everyone goes, like, completely to my right. So nobody I don't have to be to anyone's right. Forgot.
Do you want to turn off your light?
You know, we can hear you.
He knows.
Me?
Well, he might not know.
Yeah. I thought I was muted.
No.
Do you want me to turn off your light? Are you talking to me? No, don't kill me! Okay, well...
So, Lank was asking what was up, and Rafina was filling him in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're not on roll 20, are we?
Nope.
Okay. Is there... Like, Lank has spent some time out on the balcony. Is there conceivably another way into the room, like through a window or something, that he could try to get around this person?
It would be very, very difficult.
I mean, at the moment, I'm staring at the back of Bathwack's knee, so I'm willing to give it a shot.
You would. I guess the easiest way would be to go into the room that the weapons were in, which, if you're facing this door, it's to your left. They're next to each other. Climb out the window.
Or bust through the wall.
Right, or bust through the wall.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
A stone wall.
He's got a big old hammer. You should just start knocking it down.
You just hear a light tink, tink, tink to your right. No, you could, I guess, go out the window, somehow make it across the sheer... There's no balcony out there to make your way over to the window. There is a window in this room.
Lank is absolutely going to try this.
Oh my god.
And either save the day or fall to his death.
Oh god.
Rafina sees Lank sort of make a motion to do this and says, Lank, you appear to be trying to antagonize this person who is going to help us, possibly. What
I'm
is your
standing
plan?
Behind Bathwack at this point. Where did you possibly get that idea?
I have strong intuition.
Lank just sort of scratches his face. She's like, Lank, stop antagonizing her.
Get out some cheese!
This particular cheese gives me extremely high powers of intuition in addition to my score. So, let's keep this in mind, Lank. Just in case! I know she has a weapon.
I would keep this in mind if we were having this conversation, but I don't get the sense we're having this conversation.
Lank says to himself as he plummets to the ground 30 feet below.
God, I wish someone had warned me.
While he's heading over to the window, she had asked what you all thought fighting against the darkness meant.
Oh, that's right.
Strahd, obviously. What the hell else were we talking about?
You're here to fight Strahd?
Well, we didn't necessarily choose that, but yes, I guess so. Now we are. Some of us, I guess, came here to do that. Some of us just came here. And, you know.
Stumbled into the mists.
Right, yeah.
Which of you came here with the express intent of defeating Strahd von Zarovich?
That's totally me. Totally me. It was me. Bathwack doesn't want to do that. I think he's like, you know, he's got some CD business on the side.
CD business? He sells CDs.
He sells CDs.
Will is a little bit less convincing when he can't finish a sentence without laughing. Bathwack's the bad guy.
Well, obviously, look at these people and their shiny armor and shit. They're the best Strahd fighters that you're ever going to meet.
We are? Oh, was that so nice of you to say? And she gives him a big hug.
Oh my god. So I have a knife to my throat and she's on my leg. It's like a dog humping my leg while someone's holding a knife to my throat and I'm trying not to die.
I deftly slide the cheese in between you and the knife. Thereby dually protecting you and slicing some cheese.
The rind is just firm enough that it catches the knife right before it would. No, actually, as you move in, it's coincidentally you mentioned fighting Strahd, and she's getting a good look at Bathwack and Rafina, and she actually lets go with a knife and pushes you forward a step or two, not overly rough, but not gentle as a breeze either.
What is in there?
Bathwack trips you.
Bathwack, make a wisdom saving throw.
Wait, I'm not really doing that.
I was going to say, because he has sanctuary cast on him.
You're just seeing how good the spell worked.
You trip yourself.
Where did Greg go? Oh, no.
Grog.
Grog.
I like calling him Grog.
Grog, where are you?
Oh, having problems with internet connection.
He probably fell off that wall.
Yep. Once you move into that other room, Wi-Fi is really bad.
Oh, God.
She has a repeater in here, so it's not terrible. It's these stone walls really blocks the signal.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Oh, there's Greg.
Yay, Greg!
Hello! So anyway, what were we saying?
I have no
idea. I just pushed you away from me.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in the arms of Rafina Falangepot.
I am?
A cheese has been squished between you.
I would have to have fallen over for that to happen.
She pushed you.
So she pushed me?
Oh, a little bit.
Oh, no. Will is, like, having a panic attack because he's, like, at face-to-face level with Rafina, this lady who's trying to hug him all the time. And he's like, ah! He stands up, brushes himself off. I hate this room! And he walks behind Bathwack.
So that's what's happening. And Lank, what are you doing?
Trying to scale the walls.
All right. So you get to that window. You shimmy up so you can look out. You look to your right, to the window over there. It's pretty sheer. I mean, these are like, you know, stone walls. And it's maybe 20 feet to your right, the next window.
Okay.
So how do you go about trying to climb to that window? You're on the second story, as a reminder as well.
Is he on the cliff side of the abbey?
And you are on the cliff side of the abbey.
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the intention wouldn't be to just immediately attack. I think if they're, like... He's thinking that if there could be some sort of distraction, that the people who actually have access to the room might be able to do something.
Maybe if I plummet to my death, they'll all stop fighting.
Yes. Well, that's one thought. But I can...
What's your plan?
Is the window frame, is it just stone or is it wood?
I'm going to say it's wood.
Okay, I could try to shoot a crossbow bolt that it would stick into their window frame. Obviously it wouldn't hit anybody, but just to distract.
Awesome!
Okay, cool. Roll an attack roll.
All right, let me...
He also has to start making, like, bird sounds or some creature sound.
Look up here! Look up here! Look up here!
Yep.
That's the best. That is the best.
We're being attacked by Steve Martin! No!
Trying to figure out what my attack roll is on this. It's my sheet went away when I had to reboot.
It would be a d20. I believe, you would totally be proficient with it. So it would be +3, and then plus your dexterity modifier.
So that is a total. I rolled a 19. Doesn't that mean something? It does mean something.
Yes. You critically hit on a 19 or 20 as a fighter.
Fantastic.
That means you kill the window frame. It's dead.
Yep. So your bolt flies out. It strikes a particularly weak spot in the frame, and a big chunk of it falls off into the room.
Ooh.
Thwack, tuck, chunk! And you, Will, are very grateful that you do not have a knife at your throat at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
God.
This woman whirls around and she pulls out a short sword and basically leaps at where the sound was and ends up skewering the piece of wood on the floor with her sword. It happens in like a split second.
Whoa! You are a little twitchy and have insane reflexes. What the fucking hell is going on here? She's good for you guys. She probably could kill Strahd along with all of you. Go forth and be happy. Be friends.
She sees that she ended up attacking a piece of wood, and so she's immediately on her feet, and she's peering out the window. Are you still looking that way, Lank?
Lank would have come back in to assist in any combat that may have taken place.
Okay.
So I guess I'm back behind Bathwack's knees again.
He's just giggling. She looks so dumb.
You realize you're holding the smoking crossbow, and so you put it away. She says, I don't know who that was! Quick! This isn't safe! Someone knows I'm here! Let's get out of here! All of
Wait,
you.
Are we all on the same side now?
Yeah.
Mike asks.
I don't know! There was it's just an arrow that flew into the room, or a bolt.
She said the word let's. That's
she
a good
said,
sign. Let,
okay, oh, we're all friends now then? All right, then, that was mine. That was me. I was trying to create a distraction so that we could not have to have a big fight, and apparently that wasn't necessary. Huh, I'm like...
She whirls around, she narrows her eyes at you, and then she starts to laugh.
Oh, God. She looks with those crazy eyes.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that's not a normal laugh.
All right, picture a normal person who's laughing.
Ha-ha.
I so wish this was a video podcast right now.
She goes, Is that normal?
No.
What's a normal laugh?
Langston doing that sort of, you know, with a crazy person where you're like, yeah. But he's, you know, getting another bolt ready in his crossbow. Yes.
Maintaining eye contact the whole time. But no, she doesn't laugh like a crazy person.
Okay.
Her laugh sets you at ease. She seems to be genuinely amused and not psychotic.
It's okay. The cheese. It's the aroma of the cheese.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows about you but us, so... Phew. I guess. Are you worried about Strahd finding you or something? I
mean... Oh, this land is a land full of evil. I would think you would know that by now. How long have you been here?
I don't know. I can't judge that time period. It's been a year.
Since about October 2016, I believe it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe even September.
Right.
Can you tell us your name, please?
Of course. I don't fear much from you at this point, I don't think. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know if I ever can completely 100% trust you, being that I've met you here, but...
Yeah, well, you know, and Bathwack kills little old ladies and stuff, so...
not a great way to,
She looks at you and she's like, was she evil?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good on you, boyo!
Oh, man, both you kill old ladies, don't you? Ugh! Yeah!
You just call him a boil? Are we gonna fight all over again now? Right.
Also, I need to lance this boyo on my foot.
Come here, turtle. Lend me your beak.
Nah, I've already got my crossbow ready. Just hold still.
Oh, gross. Mm.
I'm not sure gross is the problem with that plan.
Yeah, just to picture how much Blarney would pour out.
It's like, oh, it's so gross, and now I'm attached to the floor.
She says, actually, I killed what looked like an old woman rather recently.
What?
Yes, she was an evil hag disguised as an old woman.
Are you actually a more successful vampire hunter than Rudolf? Because from the sounds of it, he's never actually killed anything.
Oh, you wouldn't know. He's a legendary vampire hunter. Mm. He's killed many fell beasts, vampires and werewolves, naga, hydra, Medusa, that's what they're all called. Gorgons!
And who have killed more vampires by accident than he has killed vampires. Like they're riding along in their cart and accidentally run over some vampire. Man doesn't live up to expectations, I'll put it that way.
Did you say Gorgonzola?
I did.
Oh, yes!
No,
speaking of which.
That's not what I said. Thanks
no,
for
not
asking.
You! Not you! No, Link, I was talking to Esmeralda here.
I did not, but now that you mention it, why don't you serve up some of this cheese? Is it a fine Dubliner?
No, it's Velveeta.
Oh,
it's a fine Velveeta.
How dare you! She smacks it out of your hand. It bounces off the floor right back into your hand. Like a fine block of Velveeta should.
Okay, so, wait, you killed an old lady. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yes, she was traveling the roads here. I think she was perhaps headed to Kresk, but it was hidden well within her cart. She had a sack with a young child in it.
Oh my god, you killed her!
That's amazing.
Oh, how did you do it?
Hey, we softened her up.
Yeah, we
Wait, you let her go?
We fought her!
No. It wasn't so much that we let her go as we burned her windmill down.
Wait, so you destroyed a fine historical monument, but you let this evil bitch go! What, Rafina?
I told them not to go to the windmill!
Okay, I'm going back to brooding.
We killed her, I don't know, girlfriends. They were all living in a windmill together. Three witches. They were younger. She's older.
Oh, those were likely her daughters.
Yep, no, that makes sense.
Yes,
I was
she...
gonna say.
I suspect she was probably searching for new babies to steal and turn into her new daughters. A hag is not as powerful without another two with them.
What did you do with the child in the sack?
The child was from Kresk.
What was its name?
I don't know.
Was it Nat or Nate or someone? Can you maybe take care of our problem?
Did he have pants?
That's from Valaki, so.
Well, there was a family here in Kresk that was very glad to see him. I kept a low profile. I didn't introduce myself to him or to them. It may sound a bit cruel. I did keep him in the sack until I returned him. I can't have people knowing where I am. I slipped some food in for him, though, and I left him outside, and it seemed like the town was very glad to have him back.
So he got a little shake and bake chicken before he got home. That's really nice.
Yeah, I threw in some flour, a bit of melted butter, some panko breadcrumbs.
Italian seasoning.
They were very glad to have him back. They all had forks and knives and napkins tied around their necks. I don't know why. There was someone in a white suit with glasses and white hair and a mustache.
KFC!
And one of those little bow ties.
Well, you obviously are much more of a badass than apparently all of us combined, so if you are really going
to... Well, you said you dispatched of two of her two daughters. It would certainly not have been an easy fight for me, as easy as it was if they were with her. They draw their power from each other.
And they tried to kill us with their vaginas, too. It was really weird.
That's true. I saw that. One. It was nasty.
Abby's been listening to the episodes, you can tell.
No, but that is something, actually, that has stayed with me, believe it or not. I haven't heard that episode in a long time. Yes. The one thing I remember.
One of the first signs of our great misogyny.
Oh, no!
The symbolism!
But yes, she is dead.
Wow.
Dead, dead.
Well, we are trying to rescue a child as well.
Oh.
Its name is blank. Does anyone remember?
Nat.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah.
Its name. Jimenova is a boy.
No.
Its name is Child. That's the only child in distress that I have run into here. I'm not sure if I can be of... Is that what you're looking for me to help you with? Is that your quest? You mentioned Strahd.
That's part of our quest right now.
Does Strahd have him?
No.
We don't think so.
Oh, I hope not. Unless Strahd is a hairy werewolf.
No. Strahd is a vampire, she says very condescendingly to you, Will. I don't know if you're familiar. They're a creature of the night. They drink the blood of their innocents. They can turn creatures into thralls under their control. They can transform into bats and clouds of mists.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we've run into Strahd. I was joking.
A werewolf is a person!
God.
Ah, so you've encountered Strahd?
Yeah. Yep.
Would you care to share what happened?
He had a really nice coat on. It was pretty. Oh, and there was a fireball.
Mm-hmm.
One of you cast a fireball to try to defeat him?
Let's just say yes and move right along. He didn't like that we wouldn't tell him the location of an armless one.
An armless one? Who would that be?
Someone who has an arm again. I'm trying to stay mystical so that she keeps up with us, because she seemed to really like the whole Madame Eva thing.
So he was in search of someone, and you wouldn't tell them where they were, and he attacked you. Then you still live to tell the tale?
No, we all died. Yes, of course we still live to tell the tale.
It was a rhetorical question, Missy. Don't get fresh with me.
You seem a little literal. That's why I clarified.
Well, I don't know what kind of people you all are and who I'm dealing with here. I'm trying to be straightforward.
Oh, well, we can introduce ourselves. Did we do that yet? Wait, Rafina did.
Rafina did.
Did yes. you?
I did not. I'm sorry. My name is Esmeralda.
Sorry. I thought you had, because I've used your name. But because Lank introduced himself, and then I asked you what your name was, and you said, yes, I feel safe with you, though I don't think I could ever trust anybody. And then you went off into a tangent. Oh, and maybe you never said Esmeralda. But I think I used your name.
How would you know?
We'll be...
Is this an alternate dimension?
Yeah.
Esmeralda de Avenir, that's your service.
Oh, you guys introduce yourselves in the same way. Interesting.
Who did?
Soulmates. You and Rafina says that all the time. But that's her signature.
We're polite people.
Okay.
I still don't even know who you are.
Will Pompeian, you're at my service. Thank you very much.
Well, this one's a smart ass. I think I could tell that already, though. What about the rest of ya? I'm Nick, says Nick.
I'm Bathwack.
I'm Bathwack.
He's so sad about it.
Yeah, I know.
I have a stupid question, because I'm very confused about time right now. This is out of
character. You're asking? Okay.
I have no idea where Arena is.
She's with you.
Yeah, she's totally with us, right?
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for the rest of you to introduce yourself. And she says, I'm Irina Kolyanovich. Kolyana. I'm Irina Kolyana.
You've always said
the daughter
Kolyanovich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Irina Kolyanovich.
Are you Irish now?
Damn it! It's mirroring.
Yeah.
So what were you saying? Something about a child in peril? And the werewolves? Would it be the ones between here and Valaki? There's a den of them to the east of here.
Right. Yeah, we beat up some of them, but I don't know. I don't know if we killed them all. Either way, if you know where the den is, that's apparently where the kids might be. I don't know. Actually, this is all just me talking out of my ass. I have no idea.
Do werewolves do anything special with children other than eat them?
It's usually more about bringing new members into their pack.
Ew. Is that a long process? How much time do we have?
I don't know. I imagine that would vary pack to pack based on how thin their numbers are and what they are attempting.
We just thinned their numbers a lot.
Oh, did you? How many did you kill?
What was it, like 6 or something?
All the ones that were wearing cutoffs.
Yeah. And knee pads. Oh, a rare knee-padded werewolf. Those can be very vicious. I'm very impressed. I suppose we should... I would be happy to accompany you. I think that is a very worthy quest to take on. Though, I would say the lot of you look a bit bushed. Mm-hmm. At least some of you.
Perhaps we could take a little rest and a snack of Velveeter.
Well, I'll pass on the processed cheese, thank you very much. But I think it would be wise for all of us to be in tip-top shape before taking this on.
In fine metal, you might say?
I might, but I didn't. I guess you might say. What might you say, Lank, Will, Batwack, Nick? I don't know, says Nick.
I mean, I just need to sit down for like an hour or so.
That's all Will ever needs.
Yep.
It is getting a little later in the day.
Well.
Should we take a long rest?
Yeah, if the kid has survived this long.
Surely nothing will happen.
Yeah.
You guys say to each other like 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. You're like retired, you're in an inn, you're just drinking. Well, you know, if he's survived this long. All right. So you all bunk here for the night in the moldering, dilapidated abbey.
Where the hell do we sleep?
Will's like, I'm not sleeping here.
Yeah.
Nope.
You go get your private room back at the Blue Water Inn or wherever the hell that was?
That burned even down.
Yeah, even if it's half burned down, I will sleep there rather than here.
You figure it out, though.
Okay.
So, yes, you can all regain your hit points, half of your hit dice if you had spent any, your spell slots, all that happy slappy stuff. And morning breaks. Esmeralda seems to be gearing up. She's got her hand axe, her rapier, she's sharpening her silvered short sword. She looks to be pretty much ready to go. If any of you have anything you'd like to add or do or mention...
At some point during the night or during our off time, could I have looked at, this is something that I don't think I ever opened, but there was a small chest that I found in the Wachter house that like shot me with a dart when I tried to open it before. Mm-hmm. Can I try to open that?
Yeah, you can.
Somewhere in private.
Why do you ask Esmeralda to do it for you?
Will's like, ready for my Ambien. You point it right at your face and try to open it. Right. Yes, you certainly may.
Okay.
I don't even remember anything about it.
It just has, like, an old bra in it. Old lady bra. This is where I keep my nice bra.
Well, if the box has lasted this long. Okay. So, yeah, it is a locked chest.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I was already knocked out by it at one point. I guess I was trying to pick it or something like that.
Yeah, you tried to pick it.
What is it made out of? The treasure
chest? The box
chest?
Is an iron chest. Locked iron chest.
I don't think I have, like, thieving abilities. It should be like, Nick, I locked my heart medication in this chest. Please pick this lock.
Oh, okay. here, let me get... I have my lock picks. Let me give it a shot.
Okay, keep your face away from it, because sometimes...
What?
You're well, fly out of it.
Wear this face shield, just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try. Alright, so he pulls out, he has this nice, fancy lockpick set that he unrolls.
Okay.
And he carefully selects the tools, he assesses the lock, and I would say maybe 10 seconds later, you hear a ka-chick, and then he swings.
No, you're not supposed to open it, it's private medication!
What?!
Private.
He had partially opened it. He's like, you take bones?
What? No, what? What are you talking about? Give me this. And I look in it.
You open it, and it contains bones.
What?
It's full of bones.
What kind of bones?
You think some human bones?
Ew.
What? Are they, like, baby bones?
No.
Okay. Are they, like, finger bones?
It's just a variety of different bones. It's not big enough for, like, a femur, but...
Is there anything lining it, like, that I could, like, running my finger along the top, if there's any secret thing in it that tells me what the... Are there labels in there?
Roll an investigation.
13.
You don't find any secret catches or anything like that. You do notice that it's odd. The inside of it is lined with lead.
Hmm.
Roll an intelligence check.
Six.
Okay.
Oh, great. Lead bones. I mean, radioactive bones or something.
What does radioactive mean, Will?
I didn't actually say that because that doesn't make any sense for me to know. What?
I'm delirious without my heart medication.
Wow, yeah, this must be a different box. I don't even...
Do you need your... Do you need your medication? Where is it?
It must be in my other pants. Wow. I'll look for them later.
What? Are they in your bag? Do you want me to go get them? Are you okay?
My bag is probably... It's right really close to me. I wouldn't let anyone go through my bag, so I could see it. It's right over there. I'll look in it for my medication in a little bit.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I was just, you know, testing you to see how fast you could unlock a door. A lock. Sorry, not a door.
So you don't have heart...
Yes, I do. I have it, but I was just using that as my lie smoother. Anyway.
Your lie lube.
What? That's a product that I know. Lie lube. It makes you just talk a lot of shit. And it's, you
that
know.
Just makes it easy.
Oh my god. All right. No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't know. I thought it was...
So what is it? What?
I don't know. What is it? What do you think?
You've accidentally picked up Lady Walkner's carry-on that she doesn't want to have x-rayed.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's lead with bones. I don't understand. I don't know.
Maybe, were they trying to keep... With the lead, like, were they trying to keep something out or something in?
I don't know.
Like, do your magics go through lead, Will?
I don't know. Do my magics go through lead?
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably they do because I'm amazing. I'm going to say totally that they totally do. So, you know.
Weird.
Weird. Really weird. Okay. I will put that back in my bag. I don't know what to do with it right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That doesn't seem useful. I might even just leave it, but maybe it's powerful because Fiona Wachter was rich. So I feel like Will would be like, this has got to have some value or it's magic. So I got to figure that out, but I'm a dumbass with magic.
Well, I could see. Let me see if it's magic. Hold on. And he scrunches up his eyes. And he casts Detect Magic. He's like, he opens his eyes wide. And he's like, no. No, they're not magic.
Huh.
Are you sure you didn't just accidentally send another brain text?
Someone is like, new brain, who dis?
That's the same joke you made.
Yes, it is. Yes, you said that.
My secret is I make that joke every time. Anybody else have anything they want to say or do or be or proclaim?
I'd like to ask Esmeralda for some Purina kitty chow.
She doesn't have any cat food branded, but she has some stores, and she shares some, she looks like maybe she had caught and smoked some fish, and she shares some smoked fish bits
with
you. Oh,
Pippi is very happy. It's Pippi, right?
Pippa.
Oh. I might start calling her Pippi just because Rufina's allowed to change her name.
Yeah, she is.
You also started calling Galdar Pippi.
It's my Galdar.
So yes, Pippi Pippa has a nice snack. She's like, yeah, this is fucking great!
Oh my god.
I'm glad you're happy, but please, no potty mouth.
Listen, I was a cat and a person and a cat. I've been through a lot of shit.
This is true. And I pet her soothingly.
Aww.
I was trying to think of a way to swear while purring. All right.
I have one other thing. If that was it.
What?
And if we have just, if we're, you know, it was evening. So, like, I assume I have a little bit of
Yeah, sleep. And you weren't, you,
I don't know if we'll ever go back to Vallaki, but I'm going to start working on some of those document things that I was talking about forever ago.
To give Milovaj
No, I want to see how well I can redo the document.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Milovaj. I haven't seen him in forever.
Nobody remembers
myself
him.
Or like something I can pretend to be. Yeah.
All right. Give me both a dexterity roll as well as a deception roll.
Ooh, 19 plus 3 for dexterity, which is 22. Mm-hmm. And which one was the other one? I'm sorry.
Deception. Do that with advantage, because you've done this kind of thing before.
Good. 15 or 14.
You think you do a pretty passable job. You have a steady hand. You practice a few times on some scrap parchment or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you go at it, and you think you've done a pretty good job. Well, you want to change it to say? Yourself?
Who do we know? I'm trying to think.
Let's see. All right, everybody, I'm going to list off everybody we've met in this entire game. The Ghost Kids. And Esmeralda. Edit all the rest in later. Just take clips of me saying every NPC's name from the beginning of the show to the end and just put them in that gap there.
Sweet. I don't know. Me? Sure, me. My name. I don't know, because like I had plans, but it's been so long that it doesn't even make any sense anymore. Nat.
Like, I don't know how to be altruistic.
No, it's just that, like, because the Milovaj guy, I never got to see him. Galdar is gone. I have, like, Katie has way too far grand plans for the game that we're playing, because I'm like, what if I had this whole thing and this bit? And then you're like, all right, gotta go to the next thing. It's like so bad. So,
hey, you never know.
All right.
Make a choice.
It was the coffin maker shop, right? But I also have Fiona Wachter stuff with the land deeds.
That's true.
So I obviously own all that land now. Will knows that real estate is a good thing to invest in. That land is going to be mine. The coffin maker shop, I mean, I feel like it's more believable that it's Milovaj. And I think that he's kind of dumb and probably easy to manipulate. Although it could be.
Are you just going to put Milovaj?
I know. I don't know his name.
No, you don't.
Damn. You know what? Make it Milovaj and I leave a space for last name. Hopefully it's not too long. Or what am I doing? I'm like, when I'm doing these documents, am I recreating the entire document? Or am I like somehow CSI-ing the names off of them in the right places?
You've scanned them. You're in Photoshop right now.
Yeah. What am I doing? Am I redoing
the
entire
document? I like the fact that, like, I feel like Will would
feel like he would have, like, the stuff to be able to, like, make ink remover and stuff like that. Like,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a power you just gave me. Ink remover.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, you have half your hit points.
Oh, no. So, I mean, I at least can, like, think about it. I'll remove the names and stuff where appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I want to do is make it, and then maybe forge some document about, like, the transfer of deed or something like that. Cool. You know?
Okay. Is Lank brooding more? Is he doing anything of note?
I think we're still just waking up, right?
Well, I was saying between, it wasn't like midnight and you had to fall asleep right away. Like, there's some time if there was anything you had been meaning to do, like, in downtime, or if there's anything now that you've met this lady or anything like that.
So. No, nothing like that. I think, Lang's just going to go to bed.
All right. What about Bathwack?
It's basically going to bed.
Got it. All right. So morning comes. Morning's here. The morning's here.
The morning's here.
So you head out of the abbey, leaving the hoots and calls and cries and screams and hollers behind, and head back down the mountain pass to the village of Kresk. As you get to the base of the promontory that the abbey is on into the village proper, which if you recall is kind of a forest with some little cottages within it, it's not nearly as well established as Valakia or even the village of Barovia. Though it is surrounded by that nice, good wall. I want everybody to make a perception check.
Oh, no.
I can't stand perceiving things.
16.
21.
7.
4.
All right. Rafina and Will, you notice that Irina has stopped. You all have been walking into the town, and she has just stopped.
Whoa.
Irina, what's going on?
And it looks like she's, like, staring off into nothing. Whoa. And she says, shh, shh, do you hear that?
What?
Do you hear that?
What?
No, I don't hear it. What is it?
It's a voice.
What? Nope.
What's it saying to you, Rafina? I mean, oh, damn it. What's it saying to you, Irina?
It's hard to make out. It's this way. And she starts heading off to the right. No. I don't remember what the cardinal direction is.
No. Irina, no, not just following random voices. What is the voice saying?
Is it the voice of somebody who's good or evil?
It's good. It's good. She's starting to walk to the to the east.
Lank brings out his maul.
Don't hit the voice in her head. You'll crunch her head.
I'm not going to hit her. I don't trust that this voice is actually good. If you heard somebody whispering to you from the bushes, hey, come over here, I'm a good guy. You might actually just wander over. But the rest of us, why not?
Maybe they have cheese.
So Lank hightails it after Irina.
I'm going to grab her arm, try to make her not go.
She, like, tries to shake you off. She's like, no, just, it's like,
we don't hear it. It's in your head. I roll to listen?
Yeah, you can roll. Perception.
And I'm going to ask Bernard to come out and listen with his rat ears.
All right.
Fuck. What do I roll to?
Perception.
Oh, just 9.
What about roll for him?
Oh, for Bernard?
Sure. Just tell me what the roll is. Okay.
18.
He tells you he doesn't hear anything. No, it sounds like something kind.
Okay, you listen, Strahd wants you. Remember this? Strahd is a wizard or something. Stop following voices that none of us can hear, woman. And he's trying to shake her, like, shake her out of a trance or something.
Irina, exactly. What is it saying to you?
It's just calling to me. It's just come, to you. Come to the pond. Come to the pond.
What?
I think Lank would ask the guide, is there a pond near here?
She says, there is a small pond in the X part of the...
Oh, let me just look at the map. Was it the one that the abbot goes to or something?
You would think so, yeah. You had heard of a pond in the north part of the town.
Is that the way Arena's going? Is it north?
Yes. There's a pond there. Do any of you have the ability to detect evil or anything like that? To think there might be some evil presence that's summoning her?
Nick does. I think.
What? No, I can only detect magic. Good idea, though. Let me see. He scrunches up his face.
Oh, don't waste your brainwaves.
Oh, okay. He doesn't. He almost does.
And thus we missed the opportunity to solve the game.
What about you? You're cleric paladin? You have some of these abilities, don't you?
Oh, actually. Wait.
I have a wand of secrets.
I have a crossbow. Maybe I could shoot the voice and it could become my enemy and then we'd know for sure.
I get out my maul to be ready and you're like, what are you doing? Oh my goodness. And I'm like, well, I could shoot the voice and piss him off and then we'll know.
I'm not sure what the problem is. No, I cannot.
I use divine sense. It's not exactly evil good, but...
Well, it detects if there's what, celestial, like, celestial fiends or undead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, do it.
You don't get a sense of any of that nearby.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it's not Strahd. But other than that... I don't know.
What's your read on this situation, Esmeralda, since you're local, so to speak, at least recently?
Well, Irina here seems insistent that this be at least investigated, and I think that all of us together should be able to take on anything if it is, in fact, meaning ill. We should dispatch it, for if it means to harm Irina here, it may also mean harm to the innocent villagers here in Kresk.
True dat.
Here, I'll take point in front of Irina. Let's all surround her, protectively.
Okay.
Link would take a place up front as well.
Oh, man.
Will is gone.
I'm right behind you all.
Yeah, Blank went up front knowing that Will would bring up the rear. Now we're surrounding her.
I'll go next to Will.
Oh, wait.
Oh, man. Man, we're bad at circles. All right.
Do you still have Steed, Bathwack? Do you still have Steed with you?
Steed's there. He's just kind of hanging out. Yeah, Will, you know.
Get out of here, Steed.
We could put someone on Steed.
Go put yourself on Steed.
Rafina,
is he still branded from your magic?
I don't remember what it was. It was
just prestidigitation.
Yeah, I think
it wasn't
it's only like
10 physical...
minutes or an hour, I think.
Yeah.
But he hasn't forgotten.
Will changes it every hour. Yeah, it's not definitely not around from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you head north towards the pool, and eventually it comes into view. Even under gray skies, this pool at the north end of the village shimmers and sparkles. Near its shore sits an old gazebo on the verge of collapse. A wooden statue of a mournful, bare-chested man, its paint chipped and faded, stands in the gazebo with arms outstretched, as though waiting to be embraced.
Bare-chested man.
And,
Oh, it's Vladimir.
Putin?
No.
Oh,
yeah. He's wearing a pork fried dice.
He paid for a cameo for this episode.
This episode brought to you by...
our number one fan.
Yep. Rafina and Batthwack, the figure, the statue, looks very, very vaguely familiar to both of you.
It's the statue of the Morning Lord. No, it's not. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Rafina says all of that.
This statue looks vaguely familiar to me. Batthwack, you have a look of recognition on your countenance as well. What is this that we are seeing?
He's not wearing a shirt.
That's all he has to say.
Wait, it's a statue or a person?
It's a statue.
It's called art, Batthwack, Will
wooden,
says.
A wooden painted statue.
It's called art. It's called nude modeling.
Called what?
It's called nude modeling. But it's only half nude, so... Jeez, try not to be so offended.
It's a never nude.
Do Dragonborn have no culture at all?
Before you guys start discussing the artistic validity of an exposed nipple, Irina is starting to head towards the pool.
I'm grinding.
Not without your life preserver! Says Rafina.
That's
Wait,
me
I think I
in this instance, says Link.
Aww. Link, that's so nice, but you're not inflatable.
I'm
going to try to just move.
Have no comment.
No one else is doing it. I'm following her. I'm going to go jump in the pool and play mail. It's going to be really stupid.
All right, so as Irina reaches the pool's edge, you all can see this. You see an image appear in its sparkling blue waters. A handsome youth of kind and noble visage. It looks like he has a deep sadness in his eyes, but it looks like he catches a glimpse of Irina, and the sadness in his eyes immediately turns to joy. The countenance speaks. He says, "Tatiana! It has been so long! Come, come, my love, let us be together at last!"
What?
Oh!
Irina gasps at this, and she puts a hand to her heart. She says, "My beloved!"
What?
My...
Whoa.
My Sergei!
Whoa!
You're who?
Sergei! Wait, Sergei's the
Wait
brother.
A second.
That's the...
Wait, why did he call her Tatiana? Wait, isn't it...
Oh.
I thought it was the brother too, but I thought he was dead.
That's the brother of Strahd, right? That...
Oh, yes.
And Tatiana is the one that was in that diary.
Oh, so she... I remember that, but she...
And...
How is she that same person?
Because this is some Dracula-level shit going on. Is what is going on. That is like, ooh. I don't know. See, I'm obsessed with vampires. I grew up loving, like, just Bela Lugosi. I loved everything. No, I hate Twilight. But anyway. like, Dracula, the whole recycled love interest.
I'm loving
That's
it.
That's what it is. You know, is this credited to Mary Shelley or whatever? Wait, it's not Mary Shelley. It's not Mary Shelley.
Victor
it?
Hugo.
Shut up.
Jesus.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Ernest Hemingway. I don't know. We're just naming.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Jesus, especially.
Dr. Seuss. Yes, we're in good shape.
All right. She had said, "My beloved Sergei, in life you were a prince and a man of faith. We were to be married long ago. Has this blessed pool called your spirit to me?"
What the fuck?
Irina, how old are you?
Irina, why are you talking like that?
Yeah, Lank would suspect mind control.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She reaches out towards the figure.
No!
And as she does, a hand of water reaches up out of the pool.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna grab her and drag her back.
Yeah, seriously.
And,
The cat is hissing. What is the cat doing? What is the cat doing?
The cat is just sort of tucked behind you, if you ask, doesn't really know what to do.
Pippa, this is a good time to swear.
Esmeralda helps you to pull her back. She says, "No! No, Sergei! Sergei!
Oh my god!"
Can we, like, move her into a sitting position? It's like, let's talk about this first.
Yeah, maybe not reaching into a water, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Water demon.
That's my love! That's Sergei!
Oh my god!
I've been lost! He's been lost these many centuries!
What?
Yeah, and there's a... Wait, what?
Are you a vampire too? What? Wait, how many centuries old are you?
Will over here is getting all sorts of vampire backstory vibes. I'm getting sort of a, you know, sirens calling out to adventurers from Greek... Yeah. Places vibe.
As you're holding her, you feel the skin underneath your arm, your hands turn very warm.
Uh-oh.
She's gonna do it again! She's gonna blow, guys! But there's nothing for her to burn down except for us. What do
She's
we do?
She's gonna blow! She just met her
The gazebo. Lang's gonna real quick put on some heavy-duty oven mitts.
Everybody, roll a perception check.
Ah, oh, crud.
16.
14.
16.
20.
Alright, everybody but Rafina.
Aww.
Notices, it's okay, you'll notice soon enough, that the sky above is starting to, there are roiling black clouds that are starting to form.
Whoa, oh no.
Oh,
no.
Very, very suddenly, very quickly.
Whoa.
Suddenly, a bolt of lightning shoots down and strikes the center of the pool.
Oh my god. Run!
With a huge amount of force. I want everybody to make dexterity saving throws. Oh, or no, sorry, just a dexterity check.
17.
Crap. I just 14. Rolled a natural one.
Oh no, Bathwax.
16.
All right.
But Bathwax back with Will, isn't he?
Well, Will said he grabbed Rafina.
Yeah, I was trying to grab
Arena.
No, Lank said he grabbed her for sure, but I definitely wasn't away from her, so I'm next to Lank, probably, if Lank's grabbing her.
Yeah, I ran forward, too.
All right. Everybody but Will is knocked prone by this blast of lightning that strikes the water. So you all fall on your asses.
Amazing! I'm just standing there, everyone's falling around me. I'm like, I did that.
You probably hunkered behind Bathwax.
Yeah.
So now he's just flattened you.
Oh, you like surfed on him or something, I don't know.
Woo! Surfing the lightning.
You're standing on his head somehow now. Also, this shockwave that radiates out immediately collapses the gazebo.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, man.
And then, immediately having been struck and just superheated this water, this sort of steam rises and billows out from the pool momentarily. And then, when it settles, standing between Irina and this hand reaching out of the water is Strahd von Zarovich.
No! Oh, no! Wait a second. What?
Boo!
Oh, shit.
He stares at all of you, looks back at this hand, and he booms out in this deep, powerful voice, "She is mine!"
Whoa! Whoa. That's ridiculous, Strahd. You don't own that lady.
And that's where we're going to leave it for tonight.
Oh.
Good, because Will is definitely getting us killed.
So it's us versus Strahd versus the hand in the water versus the gazebo remains.
Yeah, one of us has to be building the gazebo while the rest fight.
Yep.
It's like a timed, weird physical challenge from Double Dare.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.